When a trauma occurs, a patient's best chance of survival is to be taken to the nearest medical center with the most appropriate tools to treat the injury. By summer, Arkansas could have a total of 61 trauma centers as part of a statewide trauma system. In 2009, the Arkansas legislature approved a tobacco tax increase to pay for the trauma system and several other health programs. Dr. Paul Halverson, director of the Arkansas Department of Health, explains that in addition to the 32 hospitals currently involved in the system, another 29 will be added by June 30th.
Now, what that means is 29 existing licensed hospitals in Arkansas who will be reviewed for designation. We also have some Arkansas trauma centers which actually are outside of the state of Arkansas, most notably in your area. It would be St. John's Hospital, I think, in Springfield, is actually a level one center serving residents in northwest Arkansas, or northern Arkansas, I guess would be the better way to say it. So these are all existing facilities, and that's an important distinction because sometimes when people hear, well, gosh, the hospital is going to be a trauma center, they immediately go to, well, they're going to build a new building. No, that's not about that's not really what it is. It's about developing the people, the equipment, and the systems to respond immediately to the needs of a severely injured patient. And so when the medical staff and the hospital staff come together and they review the criteria, then they put various things in place so that that patient can be best treated as quickly as possible.
29 hospitals have applied to be designated as a trauma center. Halverson explains hospitals can be classified as a level 1 through level 4 trauma center, with level 1 being the most comprehensive.
And level 4 being the least comprehensive, but also critically important to being part of the system because, again, given the fact that we want to make sure that patients go to the most appropriate facility as quickly as possible, we want to make sure that all of the hospitals are working together well and recognize the need to send patients to the appropriate location.
Mercy Medical Center in Rogers, Northwest Health System in Bentonville, and Northwest Health System in Springdale are all applying for a Level 3 classification and have scheduled site surveys for February as part of the application process. Washington Regional Medical Center in Fayetteville is applying to become a Level 2 trauma center and has scheduled its site survey for March. Bill Temple, Branch Chief for Injury Prevention and Control, explains there is a number of requirements a hospital must meet in order to become a trauma center.
The checklists that we use for the different levels include things such as, do they have the right physicians at the hospital? Do they have the right nurses? Some of the subspecialties particularly, for instance, in a level one and two centers, they have to have neurosurgeons. That's just an example. They also look at the hospital's equipment, and they also, and very importantly, they look at the training that's given to the doctors and nurses at those hospitals. It's kind of interesting. In the 32 hospitals that we have designated thus far, the deficiencies that we have seen in those hospitals, 76% of those deficiencies relate to lack of proper education. So, you know, I kind of want to stress that the education is very important for the designation process.
Halverson adds that the list of criteria that must be met is expensive, and it's more complicated and more difficult depending on the desired level of designation. Halverson says they have trauma center applicants from across the state.
Yes, we've prompted the hospitals in some cases to, you know, encourage them to apply, but it hasn't taken too much. They recognize the importance of being recognized for their capability and really the designation as a trauma center creates the opportunity for them to demonstrate their commitment to serving the needs of acutely injured patients. And, you know, the other thing is that we really will have 76 out of 86 possible hospitals that will be participating in the system. So, you know, That's a fairly high percentage of hospitals that are applying for some level of designation.
Halverson explains the greatest need for a trauma patient is within the first hour of injury. With more trauma centers in the system, the needs of injured Arkansans can be better met.
We actually have substantially higher mortality, which means more people die in automobile crashes in our state than the U.S. average. And I think that's over 50% higher in terms of deaths from automobile crashes. So by putting an effective trauma system in place, we hope to not only save more lives, but also to be able to provide people with the kind of help they need to go on to live a productive, high-quality life. So it's not just saving lives, it's also saving limbs and functionality, which is so important to people, the quality of life.
More information about the Arkansas Trauma System is available at healthy.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.